Day to day. 501-315-2500. The all-new Landers Chevrolet. Get yourself the Chevy Silverado. This month, Landers Chevy Open House Event and Chevy Truck Month. Exit 121 off of I-30 in Benton. Check them out online, Landers Chevrolet. You can make a service appointment. Look at all their inventory from the comfort of your home, your office. As always, go by and see Tim Hall. He'll give you the best deal that you can imagine. It's Landers Chevy in Benton, exit 121. Go and check them out. We're joined here by some of our friends. Bethany Howell is with Arkansas Lighthouse. Say hello.
Hello.
Bethany, appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you for having us as well.
I think I get all the microphones. Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Good deal. All right, we got a great event. The first ever.
Yes.
Little Rock Founders Lions Club Polka Tournament. It benefits World Services for the Blind. And when is it again, this tournament?
It's on April 19th. It also benefits the Arkansas Lighthouse for the Blind.
Okay, good deal. And we work with the World Services for the Blind. They've come up before talking to them. But tell me a little bit about Arkansas Lighthouse and what you guys do.
Sure. We are the largest employer of individuals who are blind and visually impaired in Central Arkansas. We actually hire individuals who are blind and visually impaired and take manufacturing jobs and modify those so they can be able to have a meaningful wage. And we produce products for the military, and we also have some commercial products that we're working on right now.
Which products?
We have spiral bound notebooks that we have. They're coming out in the commercial market. They're made with sugarcane paper. And then they're 100%.
What are they made with now?
They're made with
regular paper.
You know, with tree.
What
paper,
I'm saying.
Tree,
okay, yeah.
With trees.
What kind of
regular
trees
paper
make
regular?
Well, I know sugarcane
trees.
But I'm saying, what trees? What kind of trees do we? What is paper made out of? I've never even really thought about it. Do we know what tree they actually use to make paper? Is just any old tree?
Yeah.
It is, really?
I'm sure.
Truthfully,
many
I
trees,
tell you exactly.
Many different kinds
well,
of trees.
Many different types
if it's
of trees.
If they're making specifically sugarcane paper, I'm assuming that there's a specific type of tree or some other kind of wood that they make paper out of now.
Sure
if it's that specific, never heard of sugarcane. I never even thought of it like that.
Yeah, well, sugarcane, it grows faster, and so they can take it and use the same after they extract the sugar from the cane. It goes through the same process that a tree would. And they take that fiber and turn it into paper. So it's 100% tree-free and USDA approved.
How long do you think it's going to take for somebody to call up and tell us exactly what tree paper is made out of?
I don't think there's
give
only
it a minute.
One tree. I'll do under a minute, too, but I don't think it's a
maple?
One.
I don't think you get it. I think they do it out of a maple tree.
I think you could take a bunch of trees,
but would
grind
they,
them up into pulp and use it.
But there's got to be a specific tree. You certainly wouldn't take the maple and grind up some wood. Think of all the syrup you'd be leaving behind.
It's too sappy.
Exactly.
Maybe.
You see that?
Right.
Okay, we got a polka tournament.
I've started the time clock. Just so you know. Oh, and it's ringing.
I know. I'm
there
dumb. Don't call up and tell me that. We already know that.
Well,
I actually want to know the answer to this. Big time polka player?
Yeah. I love playing.
What's your game?
Hold'em, mainly. That's what pretty much everyone my age grew up on.
Yeah.
So every now and then I'll get in with the old guys. And you get in with the old guys, they always do. Dealer picks and you
no
never
kidding,
know what
right?
the heck
That's
you're
when
gonna
they,
be playing.
Yeah, playing mind games with it.
Exactly.
How'd you get involved in it? You guys?
Well, I'm the vice president of the Little Rock Founders Lions Club, and we have been working to help charitable organizations that work with blind and visually impaired since the 1940s, I believe it is.
Yes.
And we partnered with the Lighthouse for the Blind, and they are came up with the idea of the poker tournament. Seen some that have had success and thought, hey, let's try and duplicate that and help a great cause.
How do we sign up for that?
You can go to eventbrite.com. The website is lrflcpoker.eventbrite. That's eventbrite.com.
How is it going to be set up, the tournament?
It's a Texas Hold'em tournament.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, your regular World Series of Poker style of tournament. So individuals will come in, they'll check in at 3:15 that have signed up, or if they haven't had a chance to sign up online, they can sign up the day of. We do, however, ask that people sign up before because we can't guarantee a seat if you show up the day of.
How much to get in?
It's $50 to buy in, and then there's also a buy-up option of any spend an additional $15 and get two extra drink tickets and get some additional chips as well.
Can I rebuy? Can I buy back in?
Yes, you
can. How many times?
Once.
Once? That's it? How much is it going
to
cost?
You do have an opportunity to. I don't know. I wasn't listening totally there.
Sorry.
But
heads up! Heads up!
Watch
you,
out!
Then
now.
You fit in perfect.
You do have
a
chance.
Mask
exactly.
On, you're fine.
You do have a chance to chip up at the very beginning.
Yes.
For $25, so you can basically double your chips
at the beginning.
For an extra $25 at the beginning, then you have a chance to rebuy one time.
What's the prizes?
Well, our first prize was actually donated by the Arkansas Inland Maritime Museum. It's a 32-inch flat-screen TV. And then goes from there and then Jones Brothers donated a poker set. And then as well as we've had a lot of different gift certificates from, for example, Juanita's. Game Day is donating a basket. Kroger, we have Visa gift cards. We have all sorts of things. We're paying out at least the top 10 players. We're still taking in donations for prizes. So as we continue to take in those donations, we'll be able to raise the amount of players that will receive a prize.
Where is it at?
It is in Maumelle.
Okay.
It's at the Little Scholars Academy Event Center. It is if you know where the bowling alley is on Counts Massey Road in Maumelle. It is directly in front of that.
Okay. One more time, the website or phone number for people to call, get more information, and to enter.
Sure. The website is lrflcpoker.eventbrite, eventbrite.com. And if they would like to call and talk to me more questions, they can contact myself, Bethany Howell, at 501-562-2222.
Love the song, Maddie T. Before we hit this break, and thank you guys for coming up, let's get Dale in here.